When the U.S. Senate passed legislation yesterday giving the Federal Food and Drug Administration power to regulate the American cigarette market, Senator Edward Kennedy responded, "Miracles still happen." The bill tightens restrictions on advertising for the $70 billion tobacco industry, calls for new warnings on cigarette packs, and bans flavored cigarettes except for the current menthols. WBUR's senior media analyst John Carroll says where there's a new smoking regulation, there's often a fire drill for the tobacco industry.
Ever since the Surgeon General declared in 1964 that smoking carries severe health risks, there have been calls for the Food and Drug Administration to regulate cigarettes. Needless to say, tobacco companies have been on this issue like Brown on Williamson every time it surfaced, including the current effort, which now has both House and Senate approval, as well as the support of President Obama, who very much desires to be an ex-smoker, although we don't know that he actually is. Regardless, cigarette makers R.J. Reynolds and Lorillard have each underwritten ad campaigns opposing FDA oversight. RJR, home of the popular Camel brand, has run TV spots claiming the FDA is already too busy overseeing food safety, prescription drugs, and medical devices to effectively regulate tobacco products.
Yet some in Congress want to add to the FDA's plate, proposing $7 billion for new tobacco regulations, when numerous agencies are already working to reduce tobacco use. Even the head of the FDA has concerns about the idea.
Not to mention R.J. Reynolds' concern that the $7 billion will come from cigarette company coffins. Sorry, coffers. Lorillard, maker of Newport and Kent cigarettes, has weighed in with an ad campaign that calls the new regulations outdated and redundant. But Philip Morris, home of the Marlboro brand, has actively supported FDA oversight of the tobacco industry, causing Lorillard to label the current legislation the Marlboro Monopoly Act. That's because FDA regulation will make it harder for competitors to introduce new brands or products, thereby essentially freezing the cigarette market, with Philip Morris as industry leader. The tobacco giant adopted the same strategy in the 1960s when the TV airways were filled with cigarette ads such as this one featuring Fred Flintstone and Barney Rubble.
Gee, we ought to do something, Fred.
Okay. How's about taking a nap? I got a better idea. Let's take a Winston break.
That's it. Winston is the one filter cigarette that delivers flavor 20 times a pack. Winston.
Problem was, broadcasters were required to deliver equal time to anti-smoking ads, which were torching cigarette sales. So in the late 60s, Philip Morris took the lead in promoting an end to all tobacco advertising on TV. That produced two immediate benefits. It eliminated the broadcaster's obligation to provide free airtime for those pesky anti-smoking spots, and it froze the cigarette market with Philip Morris as, yes, the industry leader. Back to the present, under the new federal legislation, the FDA cannot ban tobacco or nicotine, but it does prohibit flavorings that make cigarettes more appealing to young smokers. Except for menthol flavoring, a category where the industry leader is, wait for it, Philip Morris. In the world of tobacco regulation, it seems it's always smoke and mirrors.
John Carroll is senior media analyst for Morning Edition and a mass communication professor at Boston University.